What up, KC? What up, KC? What's going on here? One play at a time. One play at a time. One play at a time.
First and 10. Yeah. This one's coming in. It was picked off by Peters.
Looking for the end zone. Zipped it for Kelsey. He makes the catch. Touchdown. Kansas City. Stiff arms a man. Hand on the ground. Dives left front pylon. Touchdown. Kansas City.
Hey, man, that's the way to answer, man.
Let's move out. Let's celebrate. Let's go.
At home or on the road, game day is a journey. Whether through mile high or deep into the black hole,
10-5, touchdown! Houston gets it again!
It always culminates here. This is Chiefs Rewind.
And our first Chiefs Rewind comes to you from the Republic of Texas and also celebrating a Chiefs victory 27-20 over the Texans. I'm Mitch Holtis along with Chiefs reporter B.J. Kissel. Wow, five straight possessions the Chiefs were able to score in the first half.
And we talked a lot going into this game about the Texans' front seven against the Chiefs' offensive line, and you got to give Andy Reid a lot of credit early in this game for the way that he called this game. 37 rushing yards for the Chiefs in the first half. Alex Smith goes 15 of 20 for 193 yards and three touchdowns. Really set the tone for the Chiefs' offense and for this game in general.
But it was complimentary football. The defense gets five sacks. What about Dustin Colquitt and him continuing to flip the field with his punting?
We talk about that third of the game all the time. Special teams coach Dave Tobin, all the success those guys have and how they're able to put the offense and the defense in good positions. And you look at this game in particular, the Houston Texans' average starting position was around the 17-yard line. The Chiefs was around the 40-yard line. DeAnthony Thomas was averaging about 16 yards per punt return. The Texans were averaging about 2 yards per punt return. So you're looking at small areas where the Chiefs can find success and put them in a position to win. You always got to look at special teams, especially when you're talking about Dave Tobin, this group. And tonight was another example of how they put this team in a position to make a lot of plays and find a lot of success.
For more analysis and some exciting highlights, let's go now to Pete Sweeney and Danon Hughes in studio.
He's Danon Hughes, and I'm Pete Sweeney, joining you after the Chiefs' 27-20 victory over the Houston Texans. Danon, we're going to get right to the tape. And right away, Marcus Peters was under the microscope.
Announce your presence with authority. You have the young rookie coming into his first play in his first NFL game, comes up with his first interception to get things going for the Chiefs' defense and put the Chiefs' offense in prime position to score some points.
You can't start a career better than that, and then you can't finish a short field better than that. It's Travis Kelce with his first touchdown the year.
This is a great job, a mismatch on the outside. Travis Kelce against a defensive back. He will win more times than not. Goes up high for the catch and the touchdown.
Texans punt and the Chiefs keep on rolling. Look at who it is. It's Travis Kelce. He's got the whole field in front of him. Danon, I was told that's a Falcon punch.
Falcon punch, deservedly so. Note to opposing defenses, know where number 87 is and find him, cover him on the field. Otherwise, he'll make you pay like he did for the Texans and the second score of the day for Travis Kelce.
Texans were quiet early, but then they get a little louder. Jonathan Grimes for 21 yards, pushed out of bounds. And then Brian Hoyer starts getting in rhythm here. Here's Nate Washington up the middle. That's for 15 yards. And then they would finish this drive with a touchdown right here. That's DeAndre Hopkins over Marcus Peters.
One of the up-and-coming receivers, playmakers in the league. DeAndre Hopkins goes up high for this ball, out jumps Marcus Peters. Well covered by Peters there, but just a phenomenal catch, athletic catch by Hopkins.
Justin Houston, you remember this guy. He had a pretty good year in 2014. Well, starts 2015 off right with a strip sack.
Nice job here. We've seen this so many times throughout the career of Justin Houston. Anytime an opposing quarterback takes that 5 or 7 step drop, they better be careful. Number 50's around.
Alex Smith loving him some short field. It's another touchdown off the short field advantage. That's the Jamaal Charles showing he can do it all.
Moving Jamaal around the backfield, out at wide receiver, such a dual threat in the NFL, has done that so many times as well. Nice job by Alex Smith.
It's 27-9 at half, and then here come the Texans. They're not going away. Offense comes out looking pretty good.
They do a nice job. Remember, 27 points scored by the Chiefs in the first half. Did not score another point. The defense had everything going against them. Obviously, the Houston Texans, they get paid to. They put up some points. This was the biggest play of the day to me. The defense with the stop in the red zone, backs up against the goal line, and you see Hussein Abdullah, Jay Howard, Alan Bailey coming through, stuffing the pocket, and making the big stop.
Now you see 27-20 there. Ryan Mallett would come on for the Texans late in the game. They added a touchdown, they got a two-point conversion, and a field goal, but it was too little too late. The Chiefs win 27-20, and obviously you could bet in the locker room they were pretty happy about that final score.
First NFL start. What was it like getting out there tonight?
Oh, it was infectious. You know, just the camaraderie out there and the fight. It's something you can get used to. We have some things we got to clean up in the second half. But this team is heading in the right direction. It's just great to be a part of it.
Well, it was wonderful. It's one of those things, you get hurt on the first half of last season, and this is my first time back. I missed a lot of football last year, so I was just talking to myself, hey, finish the game, and then we did better than last year. So as long as we got the win, that's what I'm most proud about.
How do you think the line was as a whole did against the front seven and against Watt also today?
You know, I thought we did really good. You know, it was a tough game. That's a tough front seven we just went against. You know, they're one of the best in the league. So coming away with a victory, it's always a good thing.
So you see, it's an excited locker room. It's a united locker room. This is a team. And they carried over a lot of things you saw in the preseason in this first game to win 27-20. Now it's on as the Chiefs get ready for the Denver Broncos. We come back, we're going to hear from two of the heroes of the game. First-round pick Marcus Peters and tight end Travis Kelce, who got things started in a big way.
65 toss, powered trap.